It's 8:56, 58 degrees, and after a few strong days in the grain markets, sliding back a little bit here this morning, let's bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian, and I think you're exactly right. We've got mildly defensive trade this morning as the trade assesses the validity of yesterday's advance. Currently looking at prices, May corn, 367.5, down 2.5. July corn, 372, down 2.75. New crop December, 385.25, down 2.5 as well. And soy flex, May beans, 904.5, down 5.75. July beans, 911.25, down 5.75 as well. And new crop November beans, 916.5, down a nickel. Meal prices down about a dollar at 273.80, and oil's down about 45 at 33.48 cents a pound. Wheat market also defensive, 465, down 1.75 basis to May Chicago. New crop July, 472.75, down 1.75 as well. Kansas City wheat's down 1.75 at 475 basis to May, and new crop, 486, down 1.75. Minneapolis wheat is also down about a penny at 513.75 basis to May. Livestock markets, hogs have slipped to about 50-cent losses, while cattle continues to stand in right around unchanged. Watching the wheat market has trimmed losses a little bit. I think realistically looking at the weather assessments for next week could be a little bit of a challenge for the wheat market that's already broken dormancy, so we'll have to wait and see if that sparks any kind of a market movement. Peripherally, South African corn production estimates are declining as rains fail to develop in areas under drought stress. Currently, estimates are as much as 7% of the crop has been lost. Number from their CEC, or the Crop Estimate Committee, are due out at the end of the month. Trade estimates are between 6.5 and 7 million metric tons. Looking at volume and open interest numbers from yesterday, we're looking at mixed signals. Corn open interest was down about 12,000 contracts, which appears to be some short covering, but an increase of 5,000 contracts in the wheat kind of muddies the water a little bit as new open interest in an up market infers new buying interest. Funds were reportedly short the market as of last week's commitment to traders report. We're entertaining ideas that some facet of the market may be looking for next week's cold snap as a threat for yield in the wheat market, so the market response may be to add some risk premium. On that note, option volatility did see a little bit of a bump yesterday, so we'll watch and see if that continues. Keep in mind that this is a three-day weekend with the Good Friday holiday on Friday. Last but not least, soybean open interest was up about 11,000 contracts. Over the last couple of weeks, funds have turned from net shorts to net longs. Yesterday's new buyers are being tested today with some of the weaker price action. Palm oil values have helped the soybean oil, but slowing the crush and for slack demand as far as products are concerned. Weekly energy numbers are due out this morning, so we'll watch and see if that's an influence. And keep in mind, at the end of the month, next week, we'll give quarterly grain stocks and prospective planted acres. Prospective planting acres will be key. Thanks, Brian, and have a great day. Hope everybody does well.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too.
Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday. Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy skies, high of 67 degrees. Seeing a little sunshine here so far this morning, which is nice and warm. South winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon. Cloudy skies tonight, slight chance of rain this evening. Showers and thunderstorms after midnight, the low 56. Showers likely, a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow morning. A morning high of 59 with temperatures falling in the afternoon. Winds will shift around to the west as well.